Thank you. Thank you for calling XBO. This is Marvin speaking. How may I help you?
Hi, Marvin. This is EDM from Best Buy Appliance Services. I was just speaking earlier to Mary from your company, and she gave me an order number. But this order number is something that I cannot search in our system. Would you mind checking this order number she gave me?
She gave you an order number?
Right, because let me provide you the initial order number for the installation.
Well, first of all, what's your name?
My name is Edie.
Okay, how do you spell that?
It's E-D-I.
Okay. Okay, and what's the work order number you're calling in reference to?
590-953-39.
Okay, just a second.
Sure.
Okay, what's the customer's first and last name?
Jonathan Walk.
Okay, and could you verify the address?
Number 1 Danforth Lane, Norton, Mass. 02766.
Okay, and how may I help you?
So what happened with the dishwasher, this was actually installed back in June. The dishwasher stops working in December. So since he had an extended warranty, he asked someone to service a repair. And for some reason, two repairmen from a different company, they both have same diagnosis that the reason for the item not washing is because it has something to do with a poor installation. There's an electrical problem underneath the dishwasher. So I told Mary when I called that I tried to process a redo. It did let me. I even have a schedule for so far earlier for this customer on the 19th of March. But, of course, 19 is not acceptable for our customer here because he had been out of dishwasher since December. So I told Mary that if she can give me a better appointment, and she told me that with the situation, this require a service call, not a redo. So she gave me this order number. I don't know if you can check it. It's 070B, as in boy, number 8, 2 E for Ed, E's for Edward, and then 8. First time I heard.
Okay, so it's 070B,
like
I'm sorry, go ahead, we're both talking, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Sorry, 07B, 8, the number 8, and then E for Edward, E for Edward, and another 8, number 8.
Okay, so it's 070B82EE8.
I removed did you mention number 2? I mean 2 E's. So EE. After the number 8, it should be E and another E.
Yeah, 070B82EE8.
Okay, yeah.
Thank you. Okay, that's not coming in my coming up in my system. Okay, let me pull this up by the customer's name. Just a second.
Yeah, or did you find anything on that on the first order number I gave you, the 590?
It was an invoice for a dishwasher.
Oh, okay.
Okay, just a second.
All right, thank you.
Okay, it's going to take a second for it to upload. Just a second.
All right, no problem.
I'm still waiting for it to come up. Just a second. Okay.
By the way, I just called again because apparently even if she already have a or set up a service event for March 19, the customer did not receive an email. And he's asking that he has, like, he got a confirmation for this, like an email confirmation. Because it's been on the phone for an hour, being transferred back and forth.
Okay, there is a service call. Once again, let me just make sure, and it's the address, because I'm on a whole different account. The address was 1 Danforth Lane in Norfolk, Massachusetts.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Okay. He has a service call scheduled for the 19th. The 19th of March.
What time?
Okay, the time is not on the work order. That's given out the night before. He'll receive a call the night before on the 18th after 6 p.m. with the time frame.
Did Mary put some notation for the service event that what she told me that she will try to contact the assigned installer to see if they can squeeze their appointment or have a sooner appointment. And customer is asking for an email confirmation. When I get back to him,
she sent an email to the service provider to see if they had an earlier date than the 19th.
How about, is it possible that you have or can you send an email confirmation regarding the appointment on the 19th? At least something is reserved.
Who do you want me to send it to?
To Jonathan?
No, we don't send out emails to the customer like that. So I don't have access to send an email to the customer. We don't send emails to the customer.
Like
what
happened? Okay,
he knows he has a scheduled service date for the 19th. Hello.
So yes, I'm hearing you.
Okay, he knows he has a service date for the 19th. He will receive a call on the 18th give him the time frame. Also, we'll call him back if there's a date earlier than the 19th. Because I do see here that the representative sent over an email to the tech office. Once they contact her back, if they have an earlier date than the 19th, she'll contact the customer back and give that customer the that date. But right now, it is scheduled for the 19th.
Right, Marvin. I surely understand. And this is a customer is really, you know, the reason why he's wanting to get an email.
We don't send out emails.
Whoever is making this appointment. Right, but is it possible? I hope you won't mind me asking a favor. Can I send him over at least? At least he's knowing. He's aware that someone set up this appointment. Because he doesn't have any proof. That's the problem. So he's asking any kind of proof. I told him I can give him a service event phone. A order number. What Mary told me or what Mary give me, and I can personally contact him for an update. But he just wants something in black and white. So perhaps if you cannot generate an email or you are unable to send an email, maybe if you hear that directly from the companies who's sending an installer.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. One moment. John?
Hey, hang on.
Hi, John. Hi.
Hello?
This is Edie again.
Yep.
And sorry, but we have Marvin on the line with us from XBO Logistics. I could not get hold of Mary, so I got another representative from the company. He said that he's seeing the appointment on the 19th, and Mary sent a request to the service technician if they can give you a sooner appointment, and as soon as they respond, she will be in contact with you. However, as Marvin says, they're not sending an email directly to the customer. What's happening is that someone will be in contact with you a day before the actual appointment maybe to give you a narrow window or the time of arrival.
Okay.
But Marvin can. I told him that you need something in black and white, and just have him on the line with us so we can confirm what I am saying to you.
Hello.
Yes. Yes, sir. This is Marvin.
Yep.
Yes, sir. As the representative did say, there is a scheduled service call for the 19th. Right now, I do see here that she did speak with a representative earlier. She did send over an email to the service provider or the tech office asking for an earlier date. If they have an earlier date, the representative will call you back with that earlier date. But right now, you're scheduled for a service call on the 19th. You will receive a call the night before after 6 p.m. with the time frame for the 19th.
Do you understand? Do you understand what the issue is?
I did not explain it, the whole story to Marvin. I already told it to the previous representative to Mary. That the reason so far you got two repairs done with different contractor and have the same diagnosis that it's something to do with a poor installation or electrical problem underneath the dishwasher.
It's noted on the work order.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So next Friday. Thank you very much.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you
so much, Marvin.
Okay.
And all right. Thank you also. Sir, are you still there, Mr. Walk?
I think he's left the line.
I guess he hang up. Yeah. But thanks, Marvin.
Okay.
You have a great shift.
You have a nice
Bye
one,
now.
Too. And once again, thank you for calling XVO.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.